We went to the Houses of Parliament, the Prime Minister having said he would come to our meeting just across the green, sent word to say he was too busy to come. And Mrs. Pankhurst said, well, if he's too busy to come to us, we will go to him. Are you coming with me? And of course, we all rose as one. We pushed for all we were worth to try and get through, but Mrs. Pankhurst was a tiny little woman, and one of the huge policemen just picked her up and just carried her off to the nearest police van. And I don't know whether I or my sister pushed him, but his helmet fell off, and he caught it as it fell, and he held it by the peak, and he threw it one way and caught my mother straight down the side of her cheek and knocked her over, and he brought his helmet back the other way, and the metal piece on the front caught her straight on the nose, and she began to bleed. I decided I must get her up to the Charing Cross Hospital, and they fetched a young doctor. And then he said to me, he said, well, how did she do this? And I told him. I said, well, we're both suffragettes. And I said, we were hit in the face by a policeman. Ah, he said, I expect you got all you would have asked for then. Oh, I could have killed him.